The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
20 minutes now before 10 o'clock on this Friday morning on WPHM. I think it was about a week ago we told you about the Blue Water Area YMCA match campaign. Every dollar you give to the Y gets tripled. It's a fantastic way to give back to a great organization here in our community. And another local business has stepped up and said they're going to help out as well, and that is Country Style Marketplace. Steve Fernandez, the owner of Country Style, is on the line with us right now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Paul.
And Denise Brooks, the executive director of the Y, is on the line as well. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Steve, I want to start with you. What made you decide to step up, and how are you helping out this weekend?
Well, we are members of the Y, my wife and I, and we truly appreciate and love all the support they give to the community. And we just felt it was really the right thing to do. It's kind of what we do at Country Style Marketplace. We really try and put our or either money or support to the causes that affect the most people that or to organizations that help people in very direct ways. And the Y is the perfect opportunity for us to support a community member who does so many wonderful things for kids and for seniors. So it's just an honor for us to be able to try and give them the support, the extra support that they could use right now.
So people that stop at Country Style Marketplace this Sunday afternoon, tell us all the details about how people can not only shop at your store, but support the Y.
Yeah, so Sunday on November 15th from noon to 4, 10% of all sales will be donated to the Y. We're going to put some things on special, and hopefully we'll have, you know, a strong turnout so that we can support the Y in that way and donate 10% of the proceeds to their operating fund.
That's fantastic. Denise, how's this week been? I mentioned it was about a week ago that we first started really talking about this campaign. You getting a lot of good feedback?
We've had a tremendous amount of support. We are actually at 70% of our goal. Our goal is $50,000 in match dollars, and we are 70% of the way there. So we really appreciate Steve and Michelle and all their support by doing another event for us. So we've also had a couple of other events so far, Ella Bola and Vintage Tavern, and then Martina's Grill. And, you know, these are a great win-win because they're a great opportunity to get the word out on what the Y is doing because we're doing a lot of different things. But it's also an opportunity to get some different people into some businesses in our community. And since we're all local businesses, it's a great way to be able to work together.
It says a lot about this community, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Denise, you mentioned, and we talked about this last week, but it bears repeating, what a different year this has been for the Y and some of the things that you've done that you haven't done before. What are some of those things?
Well, we actually, I'll mention, we have another food distribution coming up this week. We've been doing food distributions roughly every other week. We've now passed over 240,000 pounds of food that we've been able to distribute in partnership with the Food Bank of Eastern Michigan. You know, we're doing child care. We had child care running for essential workers, as well as child care now, again, just general child care. But we've been providing child care throughout the pandemic, and kudos to our staff because they have done an amazing job. You know, we pivoted and went virtual. We have about 600 people this session that are registered through virtual classes, so still being able to keep people up and moving even if they're not here at the Y. And particularly a lot of our seniors, because one of the big concerns, of course, is that social isolation with social distancing and trying to stay at home. So between classes that are live classes on Zoom, being able to offer classes with EBW TV and Channel 6, and then, of course, you know, we're doing calls with some of our volunteers and staff to touch base with some of our seniors. So a lot of things that maybe aren't part of our usual portfolio. But our team has just been doing an excellent job figuring out different ways to be able to serve the community.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So much that we tend to take for granted this year, we've really been able to put the focus on how important they are, those services at the Y. And let's face it, Steve, the grocery store, no matter what kind of a grocery store it is, even a specialty place like a Country Style Market, you guys provide a vital service, and the people that work there are essential workers, aren't they?
They sure are. And, you know, this spring was the ultimate test of our ability to stay open and to stay fully stocked with meat, especially the meats. You know, it was such a tough thing to get through when the rush came for buying meats and whatnot. So, you know, the team pulled together. We had to reduce our hours because we lost some workers, too. So it affected us just like everybody else. You know, we lost some staff, and then it was a struggle to get the products in that we needed to supply to customers. But overall, we've done really good, and I think we're prepared if we have to endure another strict shutdown, which looks like it's looming on the horizon. I just want folks to know that, you know, not only are we prepared, we're already thinking ahead about how do we make sure we can serve our customers. You know, we've done a couple changes, too. We're hands-free to go in and out of the store now. We put an automatic door in. We jumped on all the safety protocols right away, and we have a rock-solid profile now with making sure our employees are safe and that we do our morning checks. Everybody has to come in and do their health screenings and go through we actually bought one of those temperature scanners that's a facial recognition one. So we even keep track of each individual profile for our employees just to make sure that we're being safe and that it's a safe place to come and shop.
Yeah, really important to do that. And I know, Denise, you've had to change things up at the Y quite a bit, too, and I'm sure you're watching as those numbers go up and just waiting to hear what the next steps might be there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're doing, like we took the step, instead of 6 feet, all of our classes, all of our machinery and equipment in the wellness center and things like that are 10 to 12 feet apart. We're just taking that extra precaution. You know, we're asking people to follow social distancing. Of course, you have to wear your masks. We, too, have a facial recognition and temperature system that's completely hand-free as you come in, so you're not having to pass your card around and things like that. You know, electrostatic sprayers to do extra sterilization after we clean. So we really made a lot of investments in the building to improve airflow and air handling. So, you know, we've taken this very seriously and are trying to make it as safe as possible in this current environment.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for all you're doing there at the Y, and Steve, all you're doing at Country Style Marketplace. And again, a reminder, this Sunday, noon to 4, you go shopping at Country Style Marketplace. 10% of the sales go to benefit the Blue Water YMCA, and you can also donate by going to bluewateryMCA.com/donate. Denise, how long is this tripling of your dollar, the match fund campaign? How long does that go again?
The campaign is scheduled to run for the month of June. I said that wrong. Still, the month of November.
November. Okay.
Sorry.
Through the end of the month. Hey, this is 2020. I don't know what day or month it is either. It's been that kind of year. Denise, thanks so much. Hope that the campaign continues to go well. Steve, thank you for joining us as well.
Paul, thank you for giving us an opportunity to do this shout out and try and encourage people to come out and support the Y. That's very important to us, you know, as well.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Denise. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.